Tapra Amud. So we ended off yesterday with the Gemara had a Yibaya. When you're giving a Hesper, who's the covered for? Is the covered for the person that's alive, the children? Or the covered is for the dead person? So you're giving someone a Hesper, who's supposed to be getting the covered? The live person or the dead person? So, yeah. So that's the shayla of the Gemara. So the Gemara brought Raya's Lakan Lakan. The Gemara wasn't patient yet. So now the Gemara is going to go ahead and bring more Raya's to this. If what's this aspect? The top of the Amud. Zayin Amud Aleph. Toshma. It says a pasuk Nivze Be'inov Nimus. What's that? Zechiskiya Melech Yehuda. Chiskiya. He was the king of Yehuda. Shagir Atzmeis Aviv. His father was a Rasha. He carried his father's bones. He dragged him. Almita shel chavalim on a bed of strings. So why? Because since his father was a Rasha, see, he embarrassed his father. So that's what he did to his father's bones, deathbed. So what do you see? Zakti Gemara v'imishum yikar dechaya. Who, if the reason why you mask it, if the reason why you mask it is covered for the live people, my timer, if it's for the father, so then you're embarrassing the father because you want to...
As opposed to a husband.
As a kapar, whatever. But over here, what are you doing? You're embarrassing the father. Who's supposed to get some covered? The children. What does the father have to do with the children? Huh?
Well, the purpose of a hesped would be to give respect.
To give him covered. Right? The purpose of the hesped is to give him covered.
So this is a nice burial. You know,
hesped is to give a person covered. And hey, what are you doing? You're going ahead and doing the opposite from a hesped. You're giving him bezeinus.
Maybe give
so
a hesped also. Hesped is covered and drags his bones to kapara.
No, we're talking about, what you talk about, because tzaddik is, and then you drag his bones. So he went ahead and, so Chizki went ahead and dragged his bones. Oh, okay. So the Gemara is being a raya, so if it's out covered of the children, so then what are you doing dragging the father? So the Gemara, if it's because covered the live people, my time, why did he do this for? That should be kapar for his father. So, because the kapar of his father, we're going to embarrass the live people? We're looking to, what are we doing?
The whole army Yisrael, which is a former king.
Right? The Gemara Yisrael Gufayu. Nichalahu, the Michli Yikro Ligabe. The Yidden, the children, the live people, are gufa, they are masking for the embarrassment that he should have a kapar. So again, the Gemara is saying kapar for his father. So the Gemara's thought that if it's a kapar for live people, if it's not covered of live people, so what are you doing anything with the father? So the Gemara, the live people are masking that the father should have his yain. It's like this, I'll have a kapar. Because if the father is getting embarrassed, if the melech is getting embarrassed...
So at this point, we can't bring a raya.
Right, so you have no raya.
Why, because they're not going to follow his ways? Or like,
how would that be a kapar?
Because if people see, oh, look at what he did, I'm not going to do that. Look at the fact. Disgrace.
Yeah, look, his body was disgraced. It's
so how could the yechisiyol is not mechuyev and keep it off of him?
Nasi ba'amcha. Rashi bars the question. Oisa ma'isa amach. That's when you're mechuyev and keep it ava'im. In Rosh Hashanah, you're not mechuyev and keep it ava'im. Okay. Zog the Moabite, the Toshma.
Maybe not mechuyev and keep it, but to be mevaz is worse.
It says you're allowed to be mevaz. Zog the Moabite. Toshma. Amalahen al taspiduni. So we still don't have a raya. What's hesped for? Who's it for? For the father or for the children? For the live people. Rabbi Yakadish was mitzvah his children. Don't be maspid me, don't say hesped me in the small cities, only in the big cities. Why? Why in the big cities? Because it's more people gather there, it's more covered. If you have many small levayas, then there's 100 people in this city, 100 people in that city, 100 people in that city. Like this, if there's a big levaya, there's 1,000 people together. It's more chashuv. So Rebbe said, don't be masked with me in the small cities. Do it in the large cities. If the reason why you're masked is a covered for the live people, what's Rebbe getting involved in about his levaya? What's he talking about his levaya? It's not negay him. It's negay the live people.
He wants
the
children to have respect.
Is going to be more of a cover to Klal Yisrael if Rebbe has a large Levi. Right? So therefore...
Because... It's
our king. It's our God Lada. If you, what do you look by after Levi? You see how many people were there? Yeah, let's go down. It's your pride. Not Trump. No, it's not.
You want a big Trump article in the newspapers.
No, it's a... this is Viruchnius. I'm saying this is Viruchnius. It shows that the island is Machshav Gadol. Right? So it's for the live people that... a lot of people attended the Levi. Tashma. Halinu, if you leave over a mace, you're not allowed to leave over a mace. The time he dies, you have to bury him. But if you leave him over the Chvoide for his own covet, Lahavi le'arim v'tachrichim, to get him iron, tachrichim, ain't oivala. You're not oiva on it, you're not oiva on Baal Talon. Normally you're not allowed to leave over a mace, you're not oiva. My love, isn't that for lechvayde shal mace? Who's covered? The covered in a mace. So you see that the cover is his, not for the children. So the ma, no, lechvayde shal chai.
Why is that a row? Every single thing we do, because other things are done lechvayde, doesn't mean the hesped is done lechvayde.
It's all one, like we were saying before.
If it's kvabel,
no, before we had a, if you're making a bezayin, obviously, then you're not concerned about a bezayin, then about
so
covered mace.
So this is a bezayin. This is a bezayin.
To leave him overnight.
This is a bezayin.
So
we're being a raya lechaya that this is not kvayda yishel. We're being a raya lechaya that kvayda shal mace. So the more like kvayda shal chai. Umishum kvayda shal chai. Because of the cover of the chai, that's why you embarrass the mace. You lawn the mace. You leave the mace left over at night. When the Torah says don't leave over the mace hanging, it has to be something which is tali, which is like the bezayin of that. It's not so embarrassing to be left overnight. So therefore, it's not a bezayin for the mace. It's not, for the covered rechai, it's not such a bezayin. The only time we said a bezayin, a real bezayin, is hanging him, leaving him hanging on the tree. That's a real bezayin. But if we are leaving him over the night, that's not such a bezayin. Tashma. So we still don't have a rechai. Tashma. Hilinu lechvaydai. If you leave him over, you don't bury him for his covered. What? Lishmaya olav ayaros. To gather him to be masked in the cities, to bring people that know how to cry, to people that know how to speak, right? That special people that knew how to make the island cry by Levaya. To bring Aaron Tachrichin, Eina Oiva Alav. You're not over on this lap. Shakala Oisa, Eina Lechvayda Shomes. Because you're doing it, Lechavad Shomes. So you have a raya that the Hesped and all that is. The covered shall mace, and that's for the people that are alive. So the Malacha come.
How long?
Till you're going to get the right mask with. Till you're going to find. Yeah, till it's going to be enough covered. So you're going to get the right size tachrichim for him. Whatever it is.
No, the breast it says, Halino, one night.
Okay, I don't know if that means after one night. Halino, you can't even act again.
Are we
not
the same day?
You should try as hard as you can. You should try as hard as you can, but akapanim, you see that you could push it off. So obviously, and the Gemara says the chvedesh ha-mes, that's a raya, that's all for the mace, for the dead person, not for the live people.
Maybe after every person
passed
away, RSVP live, right? RSVP.
Okay.
And see how many people we could get that we max out, and then we should have them
live. Well, not every person, more people are going to come to it. I mean,
okay, so
they got that done.
Have an RSVP line, but I don't have it.
That extra person is not going to do anything. Okay. So the Mahachi Kama. If you're doing it for the kavod chayim b'zayin lemeis, it doesn't mean that you're doing it lechvayde shel meis. If you're doing it lekavod to the people that are alive, then there's no b'zayin for the meis.
The Gemara says basically there's a b'zayin for the meis.
Somewhat, a little bit of b'zayin. Yeah. Tashma. So he's touching it up. The Gemara is saying, no, maybe don't bring it as a right. Tashma, I'm not name a simin yafel lemeis. It's a simin. It's a good simin for meis and a frayim menel achamisa. That it gets bezayinus achamisa. Meis shalay nisbat v'lay nikba. A dead person that there was no good hesped on him, or he didn't get buried. Oisha chayeh gayrasay. Animal is dragging him. Oisha yigushama mezafen al mitase. It's raining on his mita, on his deathbed. Zeh simin yafel lemeis. Yeah. So Zel Simon Yafel the Meis, that's a good simon for the Meis. Shema Mina Yikra the Shivcho. Shema Mina, here you see that it's all for the covered of the Meis. And that's what the Gemara states, that Hesped is for the covered of the Meis. Not for the live people, for the Meis. So that what comes out, so if the Meis doesn't want it, the Meis doesn't want a Hesped, you have to listen to it. Sometimes the Meis doesn't want a Hesped. The Baal Leib said not to be masped him forever. So that's why you need Reb Chaim to give a heter and to be masped. But Be'etzim, the mace has the right to say what type of hesped to give. Okay?
This is, you see from here that it could be, it's a kapara, it seems like a kapara
for him. It's all for him.
Rashi says, Simon Yaakov, let me actually explain.
Yeah. Yes, a kapara. No. Kapara is explaining when he gets embarrassed. If let's say it rained, whatever it was, a animal dragged him. That's a kapara for him, even though he's
as
dead.
As opposed to Yanavilt, right now.
He gets a kapara, right?
He gets kapara now. He doesn't have to wait.
Right, he doesn't have to go to Gehenna.
Hesped
is also. Hesped is for his covered. He decides on his aspect. He can write.
These are things that happen to him that are kapara of him before he gets to the
mountains. Right, the hesped's also.
Hesped is for his covet, or it's for their covet.
Okay.
So what do you
say? It's also the same family. You see that he's in charge of something which he's still down here, which he still didn't get buried for. So hesped, embarrassment, all that.
Even if he has the right to say, I don't want a hesped, but the president could say, I wouldn't want to give a hesped. It's also for him, but the president could say, we still want it, we don't want to be sorry not to have a hesped, and have to stop that.
They have no bottom of it. Now, the thing is like this, so why would someone want a hesped? Rather just skip it, you don't even know what's going on anyway. A hesped, a good hesped? No. So what does it need it for? If he doesn't have a hesped, it's much better. So why would anyone need one hesped?
Rabbi Mamel said, it's better to go to a levaya than to go to a wedding. Why? Because when you hear the hesped
he feels it's chosen for him. You go sometimes to some levayas and you're nesayer from him. So everyone that got nesayer from him, everyone got nesayer has chosen. So you have to be big enough to Dan. You know, everyone has some good deeds, and by the way, they're only going to say good about you. People are going to learn from it. People are going to walk out learning from it. So therefore, what? Yeah, but most people walk away from Levaya. So if you don't speak, people don't walk in the Sire, so that's why you have to know how to be shaykel.
The very fact that a person
I'm not saying a four-hour Levaya, most times 4 hours,
turns the guy off. You're in the Sire because a person died.
Yeah.
You're in the Sire just because a person died.
That's part of it. I understand.
So even without much of a hesped.
Okay, but I'm just saying why people let a hesped. Why would you let a hesped? Rather just go without a hesped. They didn't bury the person that got killed, either skilo or whatever misa bezin that they did. They didn't bury him in a regular burial place. But kol kach lama, why? If you ain't kaven rasha, eshel tzaddik. We don't bury a rasha next to a tzaddik. The Omer of Acha Bachanina. Minayim Shein Kovim Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. How do you know you don't bury Rosh Eitzel Tzadik Shanema? Vayim Kovim Ish. They buried a person. Minayro was a Gedud. Vayashlichu was a Ish. Bekever Elisha. Vayiga Ish Batzom is Elisha. Vayichi Vayakam Lariaglov. What happened? They were burying a person. And wasn't much they were burying him, but Akaponim, a dead person rolled into Elisha's cave, and all of a sudden he had Chiyus HaMesim. Why? Because he was a Rasha, and he didn't belong by Elisha. So once he got close to Elisha, it was so Kaddish that we couldn't have a dead person next to Elisha, such a person next to Elisha. So he got Chiyus HaMesim. He didn't do Tshuva. No, he went someplace else. He didn't get buried here, Akaponim. He's a Russian.
The good that they ran away from him and killed him.
They killed him. And they killed him and he rolled into Elisha. It was all because Elisha couldn't be next to the Russian.
Maybe
it's okay. So you mean you want to get any Tchias HaMesim, you put a Russian right next to... You want some of the Tchias HaMesim, you put a Russian right next to the Tzadik. And I'll wake up and this is what happened.
Yeah, but he wasn't
exotic. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, obviously. Okay, put him next to Rachel.
You gotta drag the person across the world.
Oh, okay. So like the Gemara, no, maybe it's not a riot. So here you see that a Russia can be buried next to a tzaddik. So the Gemara, maybe it's not a riot. I'm like, Papa, maybe it was just because he had to stand up. What does that mean? Because it says, Vayhi no pishnayim beruchacha elai. Eliyahu was Mechaya one mace. Eliyahu did Tchias HaMesim to one person. Eliyahu told Elisha, you're going to do Tchias HaMesim for two people. So Elisha did it already for one person, the Bna of Shunamis, and now he was dead, he had to be Mechaya another person. So here he was Mechaya another person. It's not because a Rasha can't be next to a Tzaddik, it's because Elisha had to be Mechaya Mesim another person. He was dead already. Eliyahu said he's going to be Mechaya Mesim two people. He was only Mechaya Mesim one person. So...
Was he a Russian?
Who, Elisha?
The second person
was a Russian. That's true. But you don't have a riot.
It doesn't matter. He attained such a high level of Kedusha to use it to... Mechaya Mesim...
Doesn't matter, but he had to have someone that he was Mechaya Mesim.
He was going to die anyway, shortly after, maybe.
Okay. So he was Mechaya Mesim, the second person. So you don't see that maybe a Russian normally could be buried next to Tzadik. But over here, the reason why he did it was to be Mechaya Mesim. Zakti Gemara, no, Iyachi, Hainu Ditanya al Raglov, Omad, Ulebeis al Eholach. If he was really Mechai Mesim, this guy should have walked off and have a new life. That's not what happened. He just stood on his feet and he died a minute later. So what?
No,
yeah, so that's why. So obviously, there wasn't a reason. So, Ella. What? I'm saying that wasn't...
If the purpose would be the Tchias HaMesim, he would move on with life.
Right, he would move on with life. Right. Ella v'hini no pishnayim hechem ishkachas lad achi. So if you're right, that it wasn't for Tchias HaMesim, where was he Mechaya, the second person? We know that Elisha was Mechaya, one person, the Bnei of Shunamis, but where was the second person? So I'm labrechen on sheripa tzaraas namo. He was Merape, the Tzaras of Naaman. Naaman had Tzaras. And he healed her. Shehi shkula kemeis, Tzaras. If you have Tzaras, it's similar like a dead person. Chsiv, al nasihi kemeis. Don't be like a dead person, and she had Tzaras. So you see, so that's what he did. Okay, so the Gemara stays with this thing that you're not allowed to bury a Rasha. That's what you choose who you bury next. It's not a joke. You're not allowed to bury a Rasha next to a Tzaddik. Now, who's the dinner? Me, myself? I mean, the Chavah Kedisha? Who's this Chiyavah?
How do you know who's a Rasha for sure?
Right, exactly. Yeah, you think this guy's a Rasha, and also the opposite. This guy wears a frack and he wears a strimal and all that, and you think he's a world class tzaddik. And maybe not. Who knows what he's doing inside? So.
The best we could do is look at the outside. No, to what we know.
It's a Chiyavah on us. Who's the Chiyav on?
Right? So it's still
what do you mean the Chiyav on the person? I mean, he should make sure to buy a lot.
He should be a Russian. He should know not to buy a place next to a Tzaddik?
No.
This is the, what's the one Allah he cares
be,
about?
Should you try to be in the buried next to the tzaddik?
It's a chiv on the chevet.
Should you try to go Amanuchas and try to look? You really don't think you're Russia. If you think you're Russia, you're
Chiv on the
No one.
Well, here's a question. Is a Russia buy a barrel?
You say you're.
Yeah, Russians. Right?
You don't think you're a Russian.
Might buy a barrel of wine, right? But with a Russia buy, because a Russian doesn't know when he's going to die, where he's going to die. He's maybe not settled.
I'm saying, so
the Chiv on the Chevet Kadisha.
So this Gemara is still to the Chevet Kadisha.
It's
on the Chevet Kadisha. Let's say.
It's interesting, Taka.
Nah, I looked up the Shechanach. It's not clear. What?
So the, it's on the family. It's talking about
his. So let's say he bought a lot. He loaded a lot. Betzadikim. We take him over. Take it away from him. The guy puts a lot of money into the investment, and he puts himself in amnuchas with all the tzaddikim. So now we take him away.
There's no
Russia. That's going to be the answer, right? I'm talking about.
Can I get one Russia?
No, it could be. I have no idea. Hope not, but. I'm just saying, but I'm talking about
Chalkes Rabbanim.
The Chalkes Rabbanim, you know the Chalkes Rabbanim, the Moshe, the Belzer Rebbe, the all those big people you have there.
Where?
The Chalkes Rabbanim. That's because today politically you don't have enough money for that. You know the story of Moshe's kid.
He has a lot of money.
Yeah. You know. No. Oh yeah, but when they came, they brought him to Israel, and they said. That was the Chalkes Rabbanim. That was the bells. Whoever owns the Chalkes Rabbanim, they charged them $250,000. And Moshe's family, so Abdullah finds it, they were taking it right back to the Chutz Lawrence. No, someone on the spot paid. Shattenstein paid for it. I'm saying, but they weren't. I'm saying today it's all money. It's not. You want to go to the Chalkes Rabbanim? Nothing to do with. I mean, obviously they're not going to take me and you, but you have to be a chashu person. But it's not, you have to pay also.
So the Russian doesn't have enough money anyway.
He's not even going to spend it. Yeah. Okay. So now I think Shimmy's right. It has to be because we'll see like this. The Gemara says as follows: "Mukashem Shein Kaven Rasha Etzal Tzadik." Oh, right. Let's see. "Mukashem Shein Kaven Rasha Etzal Tzadik." Just like you don't bury a Rasha next to a Tzadik, "Kach in Kaven Rasha Chometz Rasha Ka." You don't bury a big Rasha to a small Rasha.
Jesus best.
Right, that's all Mrs. Bez. So that means that a person which is chayiv skila, or a person which is chayiv sreifa, or chenek, or hereg, different burial places. So tomorrow, Veliskin Arba Kvaris. So if so, why don't we have four basic kvaris? We only have two. The Mishnah said skila and sreifa go together, hereg and chenek go together. What do you mean? Each one has a different.
Already that Mrs. Bez was labeled a Russia?
Yeah. Zakti Gemara.
Wait, there wasn't a kapara for them, so now they're not a Russian.
Okay, but somewhat, but not total. The Dimash, Shnei Kvaris, Gamer Gemir, we learned, we had a lach l'mesh v'sin that you only need two. So it doesn't go every single detail. Skila and Shreifa go together, and Harry Khanna go together. Aye, Skila might be Mohammed. Doesn't matter.
It's machlak like and both of them is machlak like
right. So at the end of the day, we put Rasha Chama. As I said, it's not a joke that, you know, you don't be buried next to a fry person or something. It's for real. Okay. The next Gemara is a very important Gemara for what happened in... Where was that? Pittsburgh.
How does it affect someone if they're buried next to a fry
person? If everyone wants to know, what?
How does it affect somebody if they're buried next to a non-fry person? How does it affect them?
Right, the Gemara didn't really say much why.
The Gemara didn't explain.
Elisha wasn't covered. That's it.
The Gemara doesn't explain.
Meaning we have to have respect for him, so we have to make sure not to be buried.
But who's the schos for? Where's the schos? The people are going to see it. Where is it?
Who said schos? We just said for Elisha we have to respect him. So we, the Chevra Gedisha, have to make sure that nobody...
It's din on us, it's not...
The Russians,
who else could it be? It can't be a din on a dead person.
The Russian's being tortured in Gehenna, and the Tzaddik has to listen to his cries that is being burned.
He's
in
crying
Gehenna.
Down here? Yeah. I would say more.
The body down here,
not so posh. The whole Gemara and Brach. And it says there's a cave. Also, all the ants are coming towards, we're schlepping them from who knows where, coming towards the Russian's cave. And by the Tzaddik, they have to like. And this, they just come to the whole field over there and eat them up. No?
All right. The Russian won't have to face the Mason, will it?
No, probably not. It depends on Rosh Hashanah.
The top is old.
No, I'm just saying that's why it's so important to make sure. You think it's a joke, you know, it's so very important to make sure that a yid gets buried not in the Goyish of Esakos. This all comes from this. You can't just let anybody who's a friar yid, whatever, he's part of the yid. Every yid is Malaya Mitzvah Karima, the Gemara says. He did some good deeds. So just to bury him, it's very important to make sure that a yid does not get buried in a Goyish of Esakos. So you have people running around with this.
Where were the
Pittsburgh
victims buried?
No, I have no idea. No.
That's why the Kaddisha, every
yeah, they all
makes
have
their own walls yeah. around their own
plot. No,
they don't know what's next to them.
They all have their own. Reform. Okay, fine. I didn't mean, no, they're not shackles. So I'm a Ula. I'm Rabbi Echanan.
So if a person has a not from relative, they should bury him not in from cemetery?
You should not bury him next to them, 100%.
So they should take him to a Friar cemetery?
The problem is family plots. What do you do with a family plot?
Don't be buried next to...
So the front person can't be buried in the family plot, even though originally there was tzaddikim there. Now they start burying the sham there, he can't use the family plot.
Yeah, okay. Amar Ula. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Ochal, chaylev, v'hifrish karbon. Someone did a aveiri, ate chaylev, and he gave a karbon. He didn't bring it yet, but a hifrish karbon.
That was a shaykh, but you're not bringing the omer your karbon.
Yeah. Vehemed dasai, and then he became a mummer. So he wasn't bringing the carbon. He was mafresh the carbon. He separated the carbon, a behemoth for the carbon. But then he became a mummer. Vechazabai, and then he
didn't bring it yet. He separated.
He separated to bring it, and he didn't bring it yet.
And then he became
a mummer.
Yeah.
And he's not allowed to bring. He doesn't bring it. Vechazabai, and then he did tshuva. Hayol v'nitcha, since he was pushed off on this carbon, yitcha. The carbon's pushed off. He cannot use this carbon. Because there was a period in this time that the carbon wasn't able to be brought.
Why?
Because he was a mummer. A mummer can't bring a carbon. So Mela...
Snapshot, he didn't want to bring the carbon. He wasn't able
to... We don't take a carbon from a mummer.
Well, the chattis has to be that he's chaser.
Yeah?
Right. If he was a mummer, why would he want to bring a carbon anyways? After he already denounced
it.
He wouldn't. But let's say he would. It doesn't...
He did tshuva afterwards.
Oh, right. He was a mummer, and then he did tshuva. Now he wants to bring the old carbon that he has. We tell him you can't do it.
So when did he set it aside? Before he was a mummer?
Before he was a mummer. He did it in chet. He set aside a carbon.
Then he became
a mummer, and then he became back to Baal Tshuva. So we tell him that carbon is gone.
Really? Even though when he did truly set it aside?
Because he wasn't allowed to bring it. At one point he wasn't allowed to. When he was a mummer, he wasn't allowed to bring it.
Yeah, sure. Bring a new carbon. That carbon is disqualified. Itmanami, we learned another such halacha. Amar b'yemi, amar b'vav, amar b'yechanan. Ocha chaylev. He did a chet, he ate chela, v'hifish carbon, he set aside a carbon, v'nishtata, he became a shaita. V'chaza, v'nishtafa. Then he became normal again. He became crazy, and then he became normal. It happens. Right? Hayol v'nitche, yitche. Once, if you're not normal, you can't bring a carbon. If you're not normal, you can't bring a carbon.
But then... What do you mean it's nitche? It's just so we're not makabal. But the carbon is still his and still kaddish.
Doesn't matter. Once we're not mekabel, so when a person's crazy, we cannot take a carbon from him. Okay?
We don't have a drasha.
So now?
We don't.
No, Rashi explains it. He has to be able to bring it.
That's by a mumma. There's no pasuk.
Again, so when a person is crazy, the halach is we can't take a carbon from him. So what happens? Rashi, if you look on Rashi on the side, it's Gemara and Zvachim. The be'in on das. You need das to bring a carbon. A shaita can bring a carbon. If so... So it's the same Gemara, and the Gemara says, nitcha. Once he was disqualified from, there was a time within this carbon that he was disqualified, yitcha gets pushed off. It's like Gemara, so why do you need two memories? Why do we need to say over the same thing at the same time? This is the same passage. If we would just say the first one, the first case was that he became a mummer, he was the one that pushed off the carbon with his own hands. Avol hai the memelik adachi by the shaita happened by itself. He went crazy. What's he supposed to do? So ema kiyashin dami. It's like he's sleeping. While he's sleeping, he can't be the carbon either. So you would think that it's not nitcha. So therefore, we say no. And so therefore, we have to say the second brisa that also is disqualified from the carbon. V'yesh min anacha. If we would just say the second one, the em biyad elachza. When you're crazy, you can't fix. You can't help yourself. Avol hasam the biyad elachza.
So
therefore, it's nitcha. Avol hasam the biyad elachza, over there where you could do tshuva. So emalai, maybe it's not netcha tzricha. Therefore, we need it. So the Maravait. Amar Yosef Afanan Amitanini. We learned like this also here by Kachim. Kachim is Beach. By Ir Nidachas. If there was Kachim is Beach, Yamusu. That means Ir Nidachas. Let's say someone in the Ir Nidachas, we burned the whole city. So let's say someone in the Ir Nidachas was Magdish or Kachim is Beach, the Behema. So Yamusu, we killed the Behemas. Kache Bedek Abayas, if it was just for money purposes of the Bedek Abayas, Yiftu, we redeem the money, and we use it, we redeem this, and we use it for the Mizbech, the Bedek Abayas, the Beis HaMikdash. Rabinamba Amai Yamusu, why should we kill the carbon that was donated for Kache Mizbeach, Kivan, the Iktil, once these people were killed, Havalu Kapara, they had a Kapara, once a person's killed, he has a kapar, v'lisku l'gavaya, and let him. And now let's bring this kachem mizbeach for the mizbeach. Again, once the person was in a dachas and he did aveira, so far we understand that he can't bring a carbon. But once we killed him, we killed all the people in a dachas. Now he's a tzaddik, right? So let him be able to bring the carbon.
We can't take his carbon when he's in a dachas because he's a rasha, because yeah. All the property has to be burned.
No, because he's a rasha. It's not his property.
It
belongs to the temple. It's not his.
How could we kill it anyway? But normally by custom, by Chakas and Marshall, we let him die of himself. We don't kill him. Why do we kill him?
What?
We shouldn't kill. We should let the
oh, okay, fine. Okay, that doesn't have to mean that we kill it. I mean, it's a child that we live. Yeah, you musu, it should die. Zakti Gemara, Velisku Gavaya. Why don't you? He has a kapara. He died. So if so, you should bring the carbon. Don't we say, isn't it because once he got pushed off, because there was a time period that you couldn't bring the carbon because he was a rasha, yitchu. So the more, no, amalei abaya, misavit, meis mitech risha, have a lekapar. Meis mitech risha, le have a lekapar. If he died while he's still a rasha, then he doesn't have a kapar. If he died and he wasn't anymore a rasha, then enechanami. But over here he died, by any dachas. He never did tshuva. He's still the same rasha. So then it's not a kapar. So if a person is still
b'teich risha,
he's still in reform, and he died, maybe it's no kapar. Nothing good happened to him. If a person is getting mises bezdin and he comes along and he says, like the Mishnah says, I'm doing tshuva, I'm doing vidui and all that. That's what we do before the Mises Bezdin. Okay, then he died as a tzaddik. Then he died, then the Misa was a kapara of him. But if a person just died without doing any kapara, without doing any tshuva, who says there's a kapara of him? So therefore, the Tani of Shammai, Yachal HaFilapishu HaVaisav Midake Tzibur Yitma, you would think that, let's say a person's father was a Russian. And we know that a Kayan's metame for his father is kriving. So let's say his father was a Rasha. So should you be metame for him or not? Now that he died, he has a kapar. No, we say tamalayim ba'amav, ba'isa ma'isa amav. He has to die with doing the ma'isa of righteous, of Klal Yisrael. If he died by not doing ma'isa amav, then there's no kapar of him. So here we see that if a person dies and he's still a rasha, he didn't say vidur, he didn't say anything like that, there's no kapar. Okay? Amalei Rava, no. Mika medamis nerg mitech rishai, lemeis mitech rishai. How are you comparing one to another? Meis mitech rishai, if he died, still within his rishis, kivan the ki uche mayis, he died normally, lehavale kapar. It's no kapar. But nerg mitech rishai, if he died suddenly, then kivin lavuchim ayis havelik apar. If he died, he was just killed, then it is a kapar.
Why?
Because if he died and he knew about the dying, he had a chance to do kapar and he didn't do tshuva, then we say that killing is not.
He's worse off. He should have done tshuva.
Right.
It sounds like it's not tshuva. It sounds like it's a fact that they gave him misa, that they killed him.
Okay. I'm saying right.
Burned him.
Right, they burned him in Misa Mishonah. So therefore, no. If he died regular, I'm saying right. If he died in regular situation, so then we tell you.
Regular situation means he had time to think about it?
Mistama, the Rash doesn't say anything, it's interesting. So then we tell you, okay, and you didn't do kapara or nothing, then it's not a kapara. But if you died in Misa Mishuna, they came and they killed you without any notice, without anything, then it could be like you're saying. So then
the, it's well, still from the Haruge Bezdin. That's how you go, and they still get buried in a separate cemetery.
That's once you know that. But it's not even mashed from the words of the Gemara that that's the case, that it was a sudden death or not a sudden death. Just says, if he died mitoich risha, that's the nekuda. Or not mitoich risha.
No. Nerag, if he died in a different
right,
way.
Right, killed or he died. They both could have been suddenly. They both could have been, he could have just not woken
right,
up one morning.
Exactly.
So why is it any different?
Because
the nekud is metoich risha or not metoich risha?
Not metoich. You mean uche and not uche.
Right. Yeah, but why is that? But it's not relevant. Normal or not normal? Okay. So either he woke up or he was. Either he didn't wake up on morning or he was killed. But they both could have been sudden.
No.
And if they were both sudden, you still didn't give him a chance. Meaning, he's still not as big of a rasha because he didn't know to do tshuva. If that's the point.
No. So one second. We're saying uche. We're explaining what does uche mean.
Uche means he just didn't wake up on morning.
No. Oh no. No, that's what you're trying to say.
Wait, but the other one is Nerag.
He's sick. Nerag means he got killed.
Right. So what happened if somebody just didn't wake up?
We'll put that into the category of Nerag. Maybe.
It's not much, but Nerag means somebody that's in a
somebody got killed by
somebody
else anyways.
What?
Who says?
Not
I don't know what that's what we're saying right now. That's the shot.
Right.
Since it's not the Derek, that's why it's a kapara?
Yeah. That's
strangled to death. That's more. Well, that's not a kapara.
That is a kapara. If someone gets strangled to death, something like that, it's not the norm. That's a kapara. Now it could be you're right. There's nothing to do. It's the way he got killed. If it's a normal thing, you're sleeping, you don't wake up. Okay. But if it's embarrassing or it's not embarrassing, if he had this, so now really like this. When is the?
If a guy
Right, but that doesn't matter. The way he died itself is a way of the kapara.
It's a more gruesome death.
So now, when do you have? You know, we know the mission. You and everyone knows misa is a kapara for chil Hashem. When is that kapara? Why? What's misa? What's dying? Why is dying a kapara?
You can't do
a chil Hashem.
So why is that a kapara?
That's the biggest Einish. You think of
it. Einish?
Because it's
Kiddush. There's no choice.
Maybe if it's Mitzvah,
it was
a Kiddush.
That shows that Kiddush
was
in the world.
You don't have the ability to do Mitzvahs anymore.
So?
You leave this world. That's it.
See, it's not so posh. I spoke to him at the show many years ago about this. But, I mean, it could be that it's not the death itself. It's the pachar of the Misa. The tzah. Before you die, the pachar is supposed to be Mishunadik. People shake, even as sick as they were, but the moments before, people, you know, they get the geuses. Before they die, the body shakes a lot, sometimes. So, because the pachar of the misa. So that itself could be the kapar. It means the tzar, the pachar.
I think they say also, because the pachar of the sot, they see the sot.
The sot?
Yes.
Okay, but anyways, so... Okay, we'll stop here. So I'm saying we're still hanging with the Gemara is bringing.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, it was not.
Why would a subverted town even have?
Yeah. Okay. So that's what we're saying now. Yeah, I didn't say anything about it. The Vile of Pittsburgh right now is on for good, because it wasn't the derech and they have a kapara. Anything that wasn't the derech has a kapara. You hear what I'm saying, Ramazan? The Vile as of now, Pittsburgh is they had a kapara. So I don't know if the speakers ever brought this Gemara, but this Gemara is klar. Talking to Pittsburgh.
You can't do by Levi.